we're on the record, yeah.
Okay. Call to order the September 1st Planning Commission meeting. We do have a quorum. And we'll go on with the first order. There's number two on the agenda is the minutes to approve the minutes of August 4th. Does anybody have any questions or changes, additions, corrections?
Motion to approve as drafted.
Yep, that's me.
By Mr. Frank.
Okay.
I'll second.
And it's Mr. Seek.
Coming in, join us.
Okay. Motion and second. Any last questions? Otherwise we'll call for a vote. We don't do roll call.
Nope, that one can just be.
All in favor of approving the August 4th minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion passes. We have 6-0. Okay, Sarah, do you want to go in with what's up?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, nice to be back, everybody. The EDC is here to kind of facilitate items 3 and 4 tonight, the vacation of easements and the plan review for RDC National. If you recall, in August, you saw this item as the initial sale of land. That process is still going through City Council, but things are going well. So the first item before us is going to be the vacation of easements. So in your packet, the supplemental pages given to you. So there were some changes made to the staff comments that I'll call out. So those staff comments would replace pages 7 and 8 that were originally in your comments. Not a lot of substantial change there, but the city attorney did go through and kind of correct some of the recommendations that he wanted to see on there. Also in your packet for the vacation would be, so the vacation is kind of a unique process with the city. So first it has to be initiated by city council, whether they initiate themselves or they receive a petition to initiate. So pages 9 and 10, as well as 11 of your packets, is going to be the formal resolution passed by city council that initiates that process. The vacation of easements for this project was initiated as per the purchase agreement that was approved by City Council on August 16th. In addition to the staff comment supplements of the packet, if you will, there's going to be new resolution language additionally edited by the city attorney. So those two pages will replace page 12 that was in your packet.
That's resolution 21-01?
Yes, so resolution 21-01. This is the resolution that would state what the Planning Commission's findings would be at the end of this discussion. And then this resolution is what then gets passed back to to City Council for their review and then final review and approval. City Council will ultimately hold a public hearing on this vacation, but first Planning Commission weighs in on the process. So, a couple things of note. We've kind of talked about the process. Of note, kind of substantial change of this new resolution language is a clarification of the easements that are actually being proposed to be vacated. So, I have a giant map here to show everybody. Okay, so this map, maybe I should have grabbed a couple, but this map is gonna show you, maybe I'll stop back here. Trott Avenue is gonna be on the north, Wilmer Avenue on the south, right? So the proposed development takes all of blocks 2 and 3 between those roads and the industrial park, County Road 5, running north and south on the east side of that property. The easements that are being vacated or proposed for vacation are going to be all of 32nd Street between Trot and Wilmer Avenue. That street will be closed, will become part of the site development. The street itself will likely be removed. The building will sit over a portion of where that street currently exists, and the developer will be responsible for capping the existing utilities in that street. Additionally, there is a open stormwater ditch that runs north and south through block 3, kind of right through the middle. The developer will vacate that easement, pipe the ditch in a newly placed route so that it's not placed under the building, obviously. That we've got stipulations in there that that's going to be built to city spec, yada, yada, yada. There's also a 12-foot utility easement running east and west through the middle of block 3. There is no utility in that easement, so we're just vacating it formally. So there's no issues with title. Of note and of the clarification of the legal description in there, there is an electric line, a 69 kV electric line that runs north and south, kind of right along the western edge of block 2, between block 2 and some unplatted area that the developer is also pursuing. That easement, that electric line, is not being touched or changed. So that remains. That, I think, is an overview of that particular project. New easements. Yes, as well. Correct. So there's some county ditch easement along County Road 5. And of note, anything that would be, so this property goes to the south side of the Trot Avenue right-of-way and the north side of the Wilmer Avenue right-of-way. So if there's anything in those right-of-ways, those aren't being touched. Notably, there's a natural gas line on the north side of this property that runs in the right-of-way of Trot Avenue. That's not going to be affected by the project. That line will remain as it is currently. With that, it would be staff recommendation to approve the resolution recommending the vacation of right-of-way to the City Council for final review with three conditions as stated in those updated staff comments. So first, all other land use, land sale, and associated agreements or authorizations for RDC National proposed logistics facility development shall be approved by Planning Commission and or City Council as applicable. Two, that the developer shall successfully close on the purchase of real property from the city and record the quitclaim deed evidencing such conveyance with the Kandy Ohi County Recorder. And three, that the developer's proposed major subdivision, which happens to be this piece of paper, formally initiated by City Council, shall be approved by the Planning Commission and City Council, and developer shall record the final plat dedicating replacement easements to the satisfaction of City Engineer, Municipal Utilities with the Kandy Ohi County Recorder. With that, of note tonight, you're reviewing the vacation of easements in the plan review, a major subdivision and a rezoning you will review at the September 15th meeting, which is why we're making these approvals contingent upon those approvals, right? So there's kind of some checks and balances in there to make sure that there aren't any future issues with some of those things that you're not seeing tonight. Aaron Backman with the EDC is also here. City Administrator Leslie Valiant has certainly been a part of this process the whole way through to answer questions, as well as Josh with Balog Engineering, who's representing the project tonight, and he's got he can answer some questions from his side as well if there are other questions. We'll pass it back to you.
Okay. Thank you for the good explanation. The resolution for vacation is up for discussion amongst the commission. If anybody has any questions to ask now or at the point that they choose, they can make a motion to move it on, whichever you want. So if anybody's got any questions.
I actually have a question. I was looking at the traffic analysis. It's yet to be completed. Do we expect to have that anytime soon?
Yes.
Do we have that answer, Josh?
It's completed.
Okay. We can be sure to distribute that to everybody. At this point, the city is also part of that purchase agreement is pursuing traffic light at the intersection of Wilmer Avenue and County Road 5. There's a number of checks and balances between, you know, city engineer and other city staff, the developer, planning commission, city council, right, that we're making sure all of these, so the complex project, and we fully understand that, so making sure that all of those I's are dotted and T's are crossed.
And I'm assuming then within that plan, there'll be a traffic direction of where the primary trucks will be heading out, whether it's south or north?
Yeah.
If I could get your name for a minute, sir.
Steve,
got it. Thank you.
Okay, any other questions or definitely?
I have a question. Are there currently stormwater catch basins on 32nd Street?
Yes.
Have we discussed with Public Works to
reroute those?
Reroute, thank you. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, all city staff and departments that, you know, utilities and engineering have been well aware and involved in this process to make sure that they're properly capped and rerouted as necessary. The developer will be responsible for those costs. The water main, there's going to be a fee at purchasing that the developer will pay the city for the rerouting of the water main. But the majority of the utility work will be of the responsibility of the developer, right? Straight out at city spec.
And I don't know if this is for a question later, because I know this is kind of like about easements and
vacating
stuff like that, so this might come up as a later question. But knowing that the creek goes along on the west side of that development, and then this is going to be a change of
runoff. Yep.
Do we have a management plan for that?
Yep, that'll come at the. We'll talk about that one in the next one. Yep, certainly.
Okay. Any other comments regarding this vacation of the easements?
This is the old airport, right?
Yeah, so blocks 2 and 3 are part of the platted and kind of redeveloped industrial park, 4th edition as we refer to it. It's all considered shovel-ready certified by the state, which is a project that the EDC and the city certainly worked a lot of time and effort into seeing projects like this come forward. I don't know if it's on a map. Well, you can kind of see it on that map. So on the western side, you'll see kind of this like crosshatch section outside of the project area. Mm-hmm. So there's some old existing runway that would be in that unplatted area. That one, I mean, obviously with the sale, the new property owner would have rights to that to make into aggregate or whatever they so choose to do. At this point, the additional acreage and leaving that electric line is kind of more for future planning than anything at this point. So the majority of the site development and to be able to kind of fit parking, right, and make the site work with the size of building that they're looking at, they're sticking within really that blocks 2 and 3 of the shovel ready certified area at this point. But again, with that kind of future thinking mentality.
You said the old airport, and I haven't been here long enough. I know the buildings are there, but this is actually on the other side of 5, correct?
It's right, this would be on the west side of 5.
So really on Industrial Drive.
Yeah.
Right there.
Where Magnum and then Dooley's in between, probably Dooley's and Magnum.
Yep, so for better reference, Dooley's is directly north of this site, and Magnum would be directly south.
So Magnum trucking would be right now in this area. Mm. You can actually see a bit of the runway sticking out right here.
Yeah.
Anybody care to make a motion to do something?
So this first item, again, is the resolution for the vacation of easements, and then we'll dive more into the plans themselves with the plan review and the project.
I will make the motion to approve.
Okay. Thanks, Stephanie. Second, anybody?
Second.
Second from Cletus. Any, this will be a roll call vote. Does anybody have any questions before we call the vote? Okay.
I can certainly do it.
Okay, go ahead.
Commissioner Frank?
Approve.
Commissioner Carlson?
Approve.
Commissioner Dressler?
Approve.
Commissioner Seek?
Approve.
Commissioner Bashir?
Approved.
And Commissioner Kimbling?
Yes, approve.
Okay.
Be 6 ayes.
Six.
There we go. We can count.
Okay, so we have that done. The next item on the agenda is the plan review for the same project.
Yep.
And we'll, you want to introduce Josh or whoever?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can do a quick overview, and then Aaron can speak a little bit more specifically, as well as Josh. And Josh does, for those on that end of the table, Josh does have some larger printouts. The additional 11x17s are just a recreation, a larger version of what was submitted in your packet, just for detail purposes. So again, same site as we were just talking about, blocks 2 and 3 of the industrial park, fourth addition, as well as that 6.3 unplatted acres to the west directly of that area. Plan review officially was submitted by Josh Johnson with Bollig. Again, he is present tonight on behalf of the developer, RDC National. We were really pleased that Carl Rudebusch, the president and CEO of RDC, did join us at the city council meeting a couple weeks ago. He drove over from Madison, Wisconsin, so it was great to have his face present and be able to meet the council. So this plan review is officially to review and allow the construction of a large distribution center in Willmar. At this point, RDC is the preferred developer, but the end user still has not been named. Know that when we say logistics facility, we're thinking like packaging coming in, being sorted, and being shipped back out, right? The end user will come, I promise, at some point. I know everybody's dying to know.
If you've taken a peek at the RDC National website, it's pretty evident.
There you go, there's a hint. The property is zoned government institution, which would just be that 6.3 acres of unplatted area, as well as I-1 limited industry, which is the majority of the site, and again, where the primary development is going to begin for this initial construction. A rezoning application has been submitted. The public hearing request has been published or submitted to West Central Tribune for publishing, as well as sent out by mail. So you will see that request come forward on September 15th, along with the major subdivision application. You're getting a hint of the preliminary plat here. Again, that's in development, and there will be a public hearing at that, again, at the next Planning Commission meeting on the 15th. In terms of the plan review meeting zoning ordinance standards, it's an industrial development and an industrial park, which we're really excited about. It fits within the comprehensive plan. Again, all of the work, both for the shovel-ready certified site that the city and the EDC have spent a lot of time and energy developing. The property itself is approximately 31.14 acres when you accumulate everything. And the building, the proposed building, will be approximately 217,000 square feet, so certainly substantial. There are two accesses proposed for this project, one off of Trott Avenue, one off of Willmar Avenue. As Jeff asked me before the meeting, those standards do meet our driveway standards that we were proposed earlier, so we're very excited about that as well. You can tell I'm a planner.
We got that down the time, yes.
The site, again, is currently vacant, shovel-ready. We just went through the vacation of easements process. That will continue on to City Council as well for their review and public hearing process. As part of the purchase and development agreements with the City of Wilmer, the city will be pursuing placement of a traffic light at the intersection of Wilmer Avenue and County Road 5. As Josh mentioned earlier, that traffic study is done, and I have a feeling he can probably speak much better to that than I. The site plan certainly includes ample parking space, not just to meet the zoning ordinance standards, but also for some exterior storage of trucks and various things that they would anticipate as well. So with that, again, there are plenty of people in this room that can also answer questions. Stormwater wise, it's always in kind of, because of the complexity and the number of different pieces moving with this, the stormwater comments have really been captured with the major subdivision comments that were submitted. But what I will say is that any new development, especially one this substantial where we're going from complete grass, right, to almost complete impervious, it certainly falls within the stormwater ordinance standards and requirements, which means that the runoff rate that the site currently has cannot be exceeded post-construction. So they have to keep that runoff rate at the same rate that it currently sits or below. How they handle that and what that means for a solution on their end is a little bit more up to the developer itself, but it's subject, of course, in the plan, like the building construction plan review process, subject to engineering approval prior to that being finaled. So again, with staff,
a number for the current rate.
Josh might be able to answer that, but I'm not sure of it off the top of my head. The civils, I think, are still being worked on as well.
Got it.
So all other land use, the recommendation would be to approve the plan review with the following, with four conditions. So again, same like with the previous one, that all other land use, land sale, and associated agreements or authorizations for RDC National Inc. Proposed logistics facility development shall be approved by Planning Commission and or City Council as applicable. Two, that the developer shall successfully close on its purchase of real property from the city and record the quitclaim deed evidencing such conveyance with the Kennedy, Ohio County Recorder. Three, that the developer's proposed major subdivision formally initiated by the City Council shall be approved by the Planning Commission and City Council, and developer shall record the approved final plat with the Kennedy, Ohio County Recorder. And four, as always, the use shall meet all applicable local, state, and federal rules and regulations at all times. We can go into additional comments and questions from there. Know that with the plan review, right, Planning Commission is reviewing this project in terms of how does this land use and this project A, meet ordinance standards, B, comply with the comprehensive plan, and C, fit kind of again with that overall vision of how that use fits within this area. So.
And I have some comments as well, if that's okay.
Go ahead,
Mr. Chair.
Yep.
So we're very pleased with this particular project. As Sarah alluded to before, the City Council approved the purchase agreement on August 16th. I can tell you that on August 20th, that purchase agreement was executed by all the parties, RDC, as well as the city. And earnest money put deposited, so that was good. Let me just walk through a couple of things, and I'll take advantage of this poster board here.
Aaron?
Yes.
Can I just make one statement first?
Sure.
Aaron's going to be giving his description of it, and Josh will be giving his stuff. So if the commission can just, if you have questions while they're talking, if you could just write some notes down and don't interrupt them until they're finished so that they lose track on where they're at, and I think it'll go a lot faster that way. So if you could just do that, it'd be great. Go ahead, Aaron.
All right. So I'll be referring to the poster board, and then I'll also be referring to the plat here. And basically, the whole site that we're talking about is approximately just under 33 acres, 32.9 acres, of which 24.84 is part of Block 2 and part of Block 3. There are 11 lots, 3 over here, 8 over here, that are part of that fourth addition that would be conveyed. There's also approximately 1.8 acres that would be vacated here as part of 32nd. And as you can see here, the building is large enough that it's encompassing or crossing that road. Over here is the unplatted area that Sarah referred to before. That's 6.3 acres. So majority of it is platted and that one area is not. In terms of some elements of this, as I understand it, there'll be gates both on the south end and on the north end. A lot of the semi-traffic will be coming in from Wilmer Avenue and going in here. And as you can see, there's a fair amount of parking. There's almost 389 spaces right here. So that's a fairly large area. There's also a lot of semi-truck parking trailers over here on the south end of the building. And there's additional parking over here for vans and so forth. They have contemplated a future phase already, and in part because you don't want to be hemmed in. When you're building and you're investing this amount of money, you want to think of eventualities of where do you want to be in 5, 8, 12, 15 years. And if you're hemmed in, that can be a problem. So that's in part the discussion on the 6.3 acres. If, as Carl indicated on the 16th, they might look at a future time of an addition of maybe 60 to 100,000 square feet, in addition to the 217,000 they're thinking right now, how do you handle that? From a parking perspective, from a vehicular access, and so forth. There's this small building right over here. You don't really see it a whole lot, but that's actually a maintenance facility for vehicles, a future building right there, just for maintaining trucks, etc. So that's kind of in general what's transpiring here. Obviously, this intersection is the one that's being talked about for signalized light, as Sarah was referring to. You may say, well, aren't we concerned about 32nd? Well, my response to that is the only people that basically use 32nd right now are city staff. Because Magnum, they don't travel up here and then back out. They travel out on Wilmer Avenue to CR5. Same thing with Dooley's. They don't come down here. They come out on Trot or the road that's to the north of them. So really, it's snowplows and whatever that are using that road. And we've had extensive discussions with the other departments regarding impacts on the roads, water, and sewer relative to 32nd. Let's see here. In terms of other steps that are being taken, the purchase agreement, as I mentioned, was executed. We are now working on a development agreement. We're on version 6 right now. Thank you, attorneys. But we're making progress. We're making progress. We think we are closing in on that. And we're trying to aim so that that can be considered at the City Council meeting on the 20th of this month. So, other comments that you think would be appropriate, Sarah?
We've covered it.
Okay. So at this point, what I'd like to do is have Josh say a few words as well. About the project. Balig has been hired by the developer for various services. So, Josh, take it away.
Good. I guess you pretty well covered everything. A few minor details. There's been some changes that has happened since the plan, not very big ones. We increased this radius down on the south side. That's primarily because of the large trucks that would be coming in on the south entrance. The other one was we had a radius that was put in here that got switched over. Really, Aaron, I think, has covered most of it. I'm really kind of here just for some questions, so.
Alrighty. Just ask or direct your questions at either Aaron or Sarah or Josh if you have some. So, anybody have any specific questions regarding the plan review?
How, large trucks increase their traffic on a road, the road tends to suffer a lot. Has there been any plan put in place for this logistics facility company to take on some of that burden of resurfacing?
Yeah, I'll start, try to respond, Mr. Chair. Commissioner, I would say that, yes, there has been some thought. In terms of the fourth edition, all the roads that are currently in that location are 10-ton roads that were designed for semi-truck traffic. Beyond that, I can tell you that Sarah has had conversations with Mel Odens, the county engineer, regarding potential collaboration between the city and the county. And I think there was some openness to discuss maybe improvements to roads down the road, and maybe you can fill in people on that.
Yeah, so knowing that the city was pursuing the traffic light on County Road 5, which obviously has some county jurisdiction, the county did not want to participate in the cost of that.
Of the
signalized light. However, in lieu of participating in that signalized light, they would plan to get County Road 5, the section of County Road 5, namely between, you know, kind of Highway 12 and 19th Avenue, in their loop of resurfacing, knowing that we're going to see that increase and make sure that it's maintained at a level that can be maintained. So
I got Highway 12 to what? How far south?
19th Avenue. So kind of like roundabout to roundabout, right? That they've got there. So they, the county did something really similar when Unique Opportunities first started. So the large housing project that's going up by the college, up by Ridgewater College, that would also be on the west side of County Road 5. They had to put in an additional turn lane for that particular facility. So that was the developer's cost. But in lieu of that, the county then came through and it was a part of their resurfacing schedule shortly after that. So, and that kind of was the county's way of contributing towards the project.
So they did an overlay of that whole section from the intersection on 15th all the way down to the tracks.
Yep.
I feel concerned for Wilmer Avenue. So West Central Steel also is a big player with trucking. And in front of their building on Gorton Avenue, the road is super nice because that's their responsibility. But the trucks still continue down the road and the rest of the road is torn up. So if there is truck traffic coming through on Wilmer Avenue to gain access to that entrance,
which section of Wilmer Avenue are you talking about?
I think this is the
County
dead
Road
end
5
of Wilmer Avenue, right? This
yeah.
just runs into the creek. So if you're talking like towards Genio, towards Kennedy Elementary, as you're working that way.
I suppose that would be.
But that mm-hmm. would be my question. That would be my question then is, and if you've done the traffic study, is there going to be traffic that's going to be running east off of 5? And is that going to be traffic that's, you know, semi-traffic, or is it going to be worker traffic?
Right, that's a good question. Josh could probably...
Is that elementary school right on, you know...
Right.
Right, certainly.
Obviously, the developer, and I think the reason why the end user is interested is they want to be able to get to a four-lane as quickly as possible, and that, of course, would be going to Highway 23 and 71 bypass. My understanding, though Josh, you can maybe confirm this, is that they would be either going north up to 12 or south down to 23. But Josh, maybe you can fill that in.
From the traffic study, they mentioned that the truck traffic would primarily be going north to Highway 12, using that roundabout, and then diverting east-west from there. Some of the van traffic would end up going dispersing throughout the area. That one you would see going down to 23, but the primary area would be going up to 12.
So that wouldn't add a lot of pressure to Wilmer.
There's no decent access unless you're heading out west because you want to go out to small to other communities. But if you head into Wilmer on 12, and then we have the development of the apartment complex, you know, that's being built potentially right off of 12, and then there's no access really until you get all the way up, you know, to 23 or 71. That's what we're resurfacing right now, and they feel that's their best route. Just out of curiosity,
correct.
Honestly, I think it's fantastic. The West Side needs something like this to kind of be a catalyst for growth over there. And maybe this will help us get that bridge over the tracks that we want.
Anybody else that hasn't had a chance to ask questions? Okay. Well, I don't hear anything else. We'll just get into it.
Yeah, go ahead and read those first and then do another roll call.
The reading for the findings of fact for plan reviews before we make a motion.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Alrighty. To approve a conditional use permit or plan review, the Planning Commission must make, where applicable, the following affirmative findings. Number one, that the conditional use / plan review with such conditions as the Commission shall determine and attach conforms to the purpose and intent of this ordinance and is in conformity with the comprehensive land use plan of the city. Two, that there was no factual demonstration of a substantial appreciable negative impact on values of properties in the neighborhood from the proposed conditional use / plan review. Three, the conditional use / plan review will not result in the destruction, loss, or damage of a natural, scenic, or historic feature of major importance to the community. Four, that the conditional use / plan review will not impede the normal and orderly development and improvement of surrounding property for uses permitted in the district as zoned. Five, that adequate utilities, access roads, stormwater management, and other necessary facilities have been or are being provided. Six, that adequate measures have been or will be taken to provide ingress and egress in such a manner as to minimize traffic congestion and maximize public safety in the public streets. Seven, the conditional use / plan review will be designed, constructed, operated, and maintained in a manner that is compatible in appearance with the existing or intended character of the surrounding area neighborhood. So that's the, we have to have affirmative on all seven of those, so if there's any questions on that. If not, we'll just go ahead with
need a motion
to have a motion to proceed with this plan review.
I have one question.
Okay.
What is the timing for and who's going to be responsible for the placement of the stoplights at that intersection?
Stoplights take some time. The traffic study is one of the first steps of going down that path. There was a logistics project that was kind of prospective in Wilmer about 2 years ago, maybe three and a half now. At that point, the traffic studies, that facility was about half the size of this one, and those traffic studies seem to be moving in the direction of justifying that light, which is kind of your first big hurdle in being able to place that. So per the purchase agreement, it is city's responsibility, and the city engineer is working towards that as well. That I think we're estimating, because some of that initial work had already been done, we're estimating about a 12-month time range. It usually takes about 12 to 18 months is what they usually anticipate planning for. The developer themselves would like to start digging and moving dirt at the end of September, if the closing and everything can align as such. But completion of the project certainly wouldn't be until next year.
Is it anticipated that that will be constructed and available at the time they open the facility for production?
There's enough grace period there that if they complete the project, I think it'll take about a year to complete, maybe a little bit less. But there would still be a grace period after that before the city would have more time to complete it until the following year.
Yeah. The hope, though, is to get that in place as closely to when they open as possible.
You said they wanted to start digging.
They would, yeah. Carl has indicated to me that he would like to start the 23rd or the 27th of September.
And there haven't been civils?
So what can happen is the civils are close. Josh, do you know the status of civils?
They're getting worked on. We had soil borings that came through. They weren't as nice as we were expecting, so we're regrading some of the stuff.
So all of that obviously is required to get to staff before they start digging. It is not uncommon for a development to be granted kind of partial approval to start, say, digging.
Moving dirt
before they start the actual construction itself. And that's kind of what they're hoping to see with this project. So as always, you know, staff, building official will have to review all the plans and sign off, and every staff department is certainly included in that process. But the hope is that they can, right now the city council has actually approved a temporary early access agreement, which would actually grant them the ability to start moving dirt now if they so chose, but they'd prefer to be the owner of the property prior to that happening, which is why we're looking more like the end of September.
And I'm back to the water runoff, and I'm assuming that as noted that we'll be making sure that the current water runoff rate would stay the same, because I know one of the issues we're constantly dealing with is our water runoff and our sewer and our collection, and we have other issues that we're going to have to eventually deal with down the road.
Certainly.
So minimizing that.
Yep. And that's really why engineering... Yeah, that's why engineering pursued that stormwater ordinance being put in place. And so any new development, you know, this large or on a small scale is required to meet that ordinance. So certainly. Great questions. We love them. Do we have a motion?
Yeah, what do we need to...
That's okay. Yeah. So it would be a motion to approve the plan review with the recommended conditions as in the staff comments, unless anybody would like to see anything different or above and beyond. These are the conditions that were...
Seven comments?
The four.
The four.
So on the... Yep, this on page 2 of the supplemental staff comments, if you will. There's 4 recommendations there. That's what's being recommended both by staff and the city attorney. I think that, is it maybe the page right next to you? Does that say staff comments at the top?
This one here?
Yep, yeah. Right there. Cool. Second page.
There's
yep.
Four again.
Yep.
A, B, C, and D.
Do you have a copy of it? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can make a motion to approve the plan review. With no additional
second.
Okay. Did you get that?
Okay. I've got that too.
Okay. Well, before we do a roll call vote, we'll give everybody a last shot at if you have any further questions, so you don't feel rushed into this. So. Hearing none. Do you want to do
a vote? I'll start on the other side of the table.
Do we
so.
Need to repeat the motion at all? Or just, we don't have to read the whole motion all over again, right?
Nope, you're good.
Just on those 4. Okay.
Yep. Commissioner Bashir?
Approved.
Commissioner Seek?
Aye.
Commissioner Dressler?
Yes.
Commissioner Carlson?
Aye.
Commissioner Frank?
Aye.
And Commissioner Kimpling?
Aye.
The ayes have it.
Okay. Josh, Aaron, and Sarah, thanks for all your help.
Absolutely.
I know this has been not just a last week project. It's been a long project, and it's getting close to the end where you can take a deep breath and say.
I don't really relax until people start construction
because
things happen.
Certainly.
So.
And thank you all for your consideration and thoughtful comments as well. It's helpful.
Okay. So under miscellany, I guess we made this switch to 6 o'clock 2 or 3 months ago, and that was basically at the request of Dave Ramstead because of the long drive he had to make home, and he wanted the meeting at 6 o'clock. I know there's some hardships for both ways. I've had problems with the 6 o'clock meetings. Other people would prefer that. So right now, the way it stands at 6 o'clock. For as long as the Planning Commission has probably been in existence, the meeting has been a 7 o'clock meeting. And the thing I look at besides what's convenient for us is what's convenient for the public when there's public hearings and stuff like we had for those apartments up by College View, that you've got people coming home from work wanting to maybe grab a bite to eat and then come to a meeting rather than going at 6. I know the city council meeting now is beginning at 6. So, I mean, that's, you know, they're doing it, so I guess there's cases on both ways. Does anybody have any, or can we just maybe go around the table and say I prefer 6 or I prefer 7 or something? Or, I don't want to be pushing just my point of view, but I would like everybody's point of view if you can. Please?
I prefer 6.
Okay.
It doesn't matter to me really either way, unless we have those meetings that go for like 3.5 hours.
Let's hope that those days are over and then we can maintain a little bit of.
That was rough.
What was the last one?
That was rough.
That was
getting
rough.
Home at 10 o'clock.
And there may be occasional one too, but so
yeah.
So you're either way.
Either way.
Steve?
My preference would be 6.
Okay. Terry?
Mine would be 7.
Bashir?
6 is okay, I think.
Okay. And when I talked to Jonathan today, he was kind of a either way or so. So I guess the 6s have it then. So we'll just stay with where we're going at.
6 just makes it harder for me to get here sometimes. It will,
yeah.
Just with park and whatever else. It may not be as advantageous for me to get to a meeting or even get to it on time if it's at 6.
Yeah, and I may be 15 minutes late.
Mm-hmm.
On a couple occasions yet this fall before.
Question.
Fork does.
Can we split the difference?
Well, I don't care.
Make everybody happy.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, I've just complicated it.
No, you didn't. That's fine. It's a compromise. But 6 okay? 6:30 okay with you?
That would be fine, but be prepared for people that forget of the next
true.
Change, which occurred in the last change.
That's true.
You're good with 6:30. Steve?
Sticking with 6 still.
Okay.
I would be fine with 6:30. Later the better.
6:30 is okay, I think.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay, 6:30.
6:30. And I'd be a lot easier with 6:30. So can we call it 6:30 a deal then or something?
Okay. Make a motion to make a
motion? I suppose, because it's got to get on the agenda. Yeah, thank you. Would somebody like to make a motion that we change the meeting to 6:30 then? If that's what we wish.
I'll make a motion to change our meeting to 6:30.
And a second?
A second.
Okay. This is just a voice. Or is it a roll call?
No,
because of the
meeting
time.
Voice.
Okay.
Voice.
All in favor of 6:30, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay.
6:30.
Let's let this. Do we have
roll
two,
call?
No,
no.
Well, we did that. We got at 6:30 now. So, do we need to get something to you or somebody? Now that just not really a department
minutes.
Anymore.
They'll pick it up in the minutes, and then of course when the next agenda comes on, we'll hear some Stephanie. So.
And then they'll get it on the. Calendar
yep.
And everything
we'll make sure
for it. So.
The website is updated with the new times and everything too.
Okay. Alrighty. If anybody has anything else we can talk about, otherwise we can, okay.
I just wanted to make a note of whoever's preparing the information or material for a review. If you could please include the page numbers on the documents, it just helps us and assists us in
locating. I had
done that
last time, so yeah, I apologize if
that
got
a little bit too behind
yes.
us.
And when we're on the agenda to approve a sale or a purchase agreement, can you please provide a copy of the purchase agreement? It's, for us to be reviewing blind doesn't make a lot of sense. I recall back when the city sold the property to CentraCare. All of that information was provided down to the detail on the agreements, and it really helped us do our review. When we're asked to approve something with a memorandum of understanding, which hasn't even been presented to the council, and there is no purchase agreement, it really shouldn't even be on the agenda.
And there really, I wouldn't think there would be any, being it's a city sale, there really shouldn't be any privacy. Issues?
No.
At that point in time, by the time they're to that. So we have.
In the minutes for the next.
Well, it's in the charter that we're, this commission is responsible for approving a sale of city property, so there isn't a sale unless you have an agreement.
There's a charter?
Yeah, charter.
City charter.
City charter.
That's a new link.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I feel like there should be like a, hey, welcome to
that's
the Planning Commission.
That's the Constitution.
There is, but it just hasn't been provided to you.
You can get a book that's that thick if you feel like reading it, yes.
And then the third item that I had was if there's any summary of what we can expect on the next agenda.
Yep, that's the major subdivision and the rezoning that we mentioned earlier.
Those are the only two that we can.
That's what I'm aware of. I don't know if Leslie or Willard, if you have anything additional to add, but that's
for the next agenda. We may have Sweet Living. You have Tidal Wave. You have two. That's not on your agenda. That's on the council's. It's good to go to the council because that was approved.
Yeah.
And that one did not get onto the council agenda. So that'll be on the agenda for the council on the 20th. We just received a conditional use permit request today for
a home occupation.
Home owner occupation, a hair salon. So that'll be on the next one.
That'll be in October.
Do any idea when the third of the four apartments on North County Road 5 is going to, if that's going to start this fall yet or not?
Right. I had a discussion with Samuel Herzog with Herzog Properties. The building plans were submitted to the building official. It took a bit longer than what he was hoping for, but those plans have been reviewed. He indicated that they were looking at starting construction the second week of September.
Okay.
So after Labor Day for the third phase three, which is good. That'll be 72 units. And he said that they are seriously considering accelerating phase four, which could be this fall.
And then just as long as we're on updates a little bit with the new ones that we just out by on the east between the College View Edition and the college, those units, that's Suite Living, those.
Yep.
Are they going to be breaking ground in any of those two buildings this year?
Gabe indicated that they are looking at a spring of 2022 start for that particular project.
And then the last question. You know, we've had so much activities this year. The three units down by Taco Bell, anything of breaking ground on any of those this year yet?
So the permits have been paid for and picked up. As I understand it, the folks, Steve Keepers, the developer, is intending to start construction soon. I did see some of the Keepers' trucks out there a couple days ago, but we'll see when they are actually starting to move dirt there. They would be building two buildings initially out of the three.
Okay.
And we continue to have conversations with other developers. Sarah and I, just right before this meeting, had another developer, this one from Stearns County, and not afraid of brownfield redevelopment. I'll just put it that way. So.
Okay. I know we got a lot. It's been a busy year, or year and a half, 2 years, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. That,
has there been anything since the Lot 25 soil borings came back?
Right, so for Block 25.
They're moving forward. The soil borings have not scared them away or killed the project.
Right.
Let's put it that way.
Awesome. Right. So,
by any means.
Yeah, so they, I mean, the developers have a lot of money tied up into these projects between buying the blue Quonset and other things. I bet you they're approaching $500,000 into this project so far.
What was the biggest problem identified? Was it on the city property or on the
What has probably delayed the project about 60 days is the results of the soil borings on the city property. So there were a number of borings that were done. And on the one that's by the median on the west side, closer to third, they ran into petroleum odors from 4 feet down to 12 feet. Now, step back a little bit. You know, in addition to the dry cleaners, which, you know, nobody should be surprised if there's issues on this block. But there, years ago, there used to be a gas station on that side of the block, the city parking lot. And so, you know, how people handled things in the past is different than now. But they contracted with Braun Intertech to do a phase one, phase two analysis of that area at another $41,000, various environmental services. And that will illuminate what they have to do for remediation. If you have to put a vapor barrier over the whole building site, that could easily run $100,000. If you have to take out many cubic yards of material, you can just kind of do the math on how much that might add to the cost. Depending on the level of contamination, they may have to raise or lower the building site itself. Right now it's four levels with parking and enclosed parking on the first level. And that was not at grade but below grade. Well, they might have to move it up if they have to cover certain, you know, if they have to use various remediation methods. So we're hopeful that Braun Intertech will get their studies done by the third or fourth week of September. Ted wanted to get in the ground right away, and this is causing some delays. I think that if they have a plan coming off of the environmental work, that hopefully they can do some remediation in October going forward. So that's where we're at. We're block 25 right now. So,
is there anything else coming up in the Renaissance Zone?
Yes, there are. There are several.
Go ahead.
Yeah, there are several developers that we're talking to, and that have expressed potential interest in the Renaissance Zone, and they're not ready for prime time yet. The one that is probably the farthest along is Block 50. That's the one between the hospital and the library. But again, we're still early stage. That particular developer is out of Minneapolis, very well experienced, has built thousands of units. They're talking about a mixed-use development that would be sizable, including potentially a separate parking structure that might be three or four levels. Because if you taketh away, you have to giveth.
My comment was going to be that there's been a lot of development going on last year, but we have to remember that the department name is Planning and Development, and what you just said hit it right on the head. You can't just go and pull a couple hundred key parking spots out of downtown and say, oh, we'll figure the parking out later.
Certainly.
The parking has to come before the development. And this just...
Well, certainly, Mr. Chair, Sarah and I have had extensive conversations with this particular developer about the importance of parking.
Mm-hmm. And I just know how difficult it is because it was back in the early 80s that the city almost had a deal, and then I think it was around 90 that they almost had another deal for it, and both of them have fallen through, and that's critical to downtown, and it just needs to, it needs to go in the right order.
And I would say that when you're working with a developer, you've got to assess, you know, do they have the financial capacity to do what they're saying? These folks do.
But is that upon to find substitute parking when somebody builds, is that up to the developer to replace the parking, or is that up to the city to try to
whatever we negotiate? So.
Okay. All right.
As I understand, what Jeff has so articulately explained is we have to include planning in the planning and development. Okay. That particular area, you should note, is a very important area to all of the downtown businesses.
Yep.
It's centered between the library, the courthouse, the post office, the church, the hospital, the city offices as they now stand, in the entire business district downtown. And there's very limited public-owned parking downtown, except for the streets. And if you're going to take those and give them or sell them to private developers, you're going to have to do something to replace the parking. It's not a, we'll think about it or deal with it later. It has to be a primary concern in the approval of any such development.
I would agree.
Okay. All righty. Well, I think we've got a busy, the building inspectors are going to be busy.
Apparently.
So that's good. Okay. Motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second.
Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. John?